Proclamation number 7689 of 2nd of September, 1960. Proclaiming the gospel of love. There are only a few who consciously serve me insofar as they proclaim the gospel of love to their fellow human beings, which I myself send to them through the voice of the Spirit. I want them to mention the working of my Spirit. I want them to tell their fellow human beings where their own wisdom comes from. I want them to open themselves to me first and receive my words, that they process and recognize them as the Father's voice, and that they then also give to their brothers what the Father has in store for all, so that they will become blissfully happy. For you are all my living creations which I want to educate into my children. You all need the help of your Father in heaven, for you are all weak and sinful, and through my love you shall become strong and free from your guilt of sin. For this reason the gospel must also be conveyed to you, the divine teaching of love, which the man Jesus proclaimed on earth when I took abode in his shell and walked across the earth. For you humans must first know that you can only attain beatitude through love, and therefore the commandments of love are given to you as a matter of priority. My word, which is conveyed to you from above, only ever proclaims love. It proclaims that I myself am eternal love, that you, my living creations, emerged from my love, that your fundamental substance is also love, that you voluntarily gave yourselves to love, that you voluntarily separated yourselves from me as eternal love, and that you therefore voluntarily have to change to love again in order to be united with me again. In order to acquire eternal life, which can only be gained through love. Love is the fundamental law of eternity. Without love you are creatures who have stepped out of order. Without love you are imperfect beings without light and without strength. Without love you are bound beings under the control of the one who is devoid of all love, that is, my adversary. But you shall return to me again and be eternally blissful. And this first requires that you shape yourselves into love again, as you were in the beginning. For this reason the teaching of love, the good news of salvation, the gospel, shall be conveyed to people again and again, and I myself convey it to earth. But there are only a few who consciously accept it, whom I can train to become my true disciples, whom I can send out into the world again. And yet it is so extremely necessary, and I bless everyone who prepares himself to be a receptacle of my divine spirit, into which I can now let my word flow, so that it will now take its path to all people who are of good will. For I can certainly address many people who desire to be addressed, but I cannot convey spiritual knowledge to everyone which is intended for transmission, which can also be conveyed to fellow human beings as glad tidings of salvation as it was conveyed by me myself through them. For only the pure truth can be useful to people. The pure truth is to be passed on, and this can only come forth from me myself and be received again through my Spirit. And therefore every person is blessed who makes himself available to me for this activity. Who listens attentively to what I have to say to him, and who does not leave the spiritual knowledge lying idle, but distributes it where only a receptive heart meets him. For you humans all need my word. And I want to speak to all of you and need a willing servant for this who takes his task seriously and is diligently active. And no work will be done in vain, for countless souls desire my word and receive it, as soon as my servant carries out his activity. as soon as he works for me and my kingdom. As soon as he proclaims my teaching of love and informs his fellow human beings that no human being can become blissfully happy without love. For the time is coming to an end and my gospel of love shall still be proclaimed to many people. Amen.